Blog Talk Radio.
Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, spiritual relationship healer, and somatic body psychotherapist, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the book, Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, and the romantic novel, Love in the Blizzard of Life, and creator of the love-changing 30-Day Love Challenge. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are making a difference and are proving that life can, and often does, get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s and beyond. And today I'm really delighted to be speaking with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman, who just told me that he has worked with Relay for Life for 17 years, and I can't wait to hear more about it. Sounds like a powerful event. Welcome, Jonathan.
And I want to thank you for having me, Erica. And yes, I have done Relay for Life for 17 years, and it is a very powerful event, and it shows people that a vision can be come to fruition. It all started back in 1985, a gentleman by the name of Gordy Clatt. He was a local oncologist, and he was an avid runner. And he went out and got sponsors to have him sponsor him to run the track at Puget Sound University for 24 hours. And then the next year, he invited people to join as he ran the track. And then the next year, they set up tents, and Relay for Life kept growing and growing and growing. And it is now the largest signature project for the American Cancer Society. And I describe it as part trade show, part walk-a-thon, because teams from the community, they are formed, they fundraise prior to Relay, then they have booths at the Relay for Life, and they are raising funds at their different booths. Through different activities, be it having beverages available, food available, chance drawings, complimentary hugs, complimentary massages in exchange for donations. And we do a caregiver's laugh, a survivor's laugh. One of my favorite parts is the luminaria ceremony, where we light the candles in honor and memory of those touched by cancer.
Then stop for a moment because I want to introduce you first. And then we'll come back to this, talk more about it. It sounds exciting. So Jonathan J. Dog Letterman is known as the positive broadcaster and lives by the mantra that service to humanity is the best work of life, and I really agree. J. Dog has been involved in community service for over 35 years. He has won numerous awards, including the Governor's Point of Light Award, the WRMF Hometown Hero Award, the American Cancer Society Hope Award, and the City of Lauderhill Mumford Johnson Community Service Award. He is a returned U.S. Peace Corps volunteer. His country of service was the Philippines. J. Dog is an MC, a voiceover talent, a public address announcer, and a marketing and media relationship specialist. J. Dog is a published author and writes blogs about business and spirituality. He's host of the inspirational WRPBI TV show, and today he shares how being of service and value will help all of us in creating the life that we desire. So with that introduction, a little more about how you even got into this 17 years of working with this special event.
It's, you know, out of tragedy sometimes comes triumph. And I was very, very angry. My grandfather had passed away due to a battle with prostate cancer. And at the time, I was very involved with the Junior Chamber of Commerce, and we were introduced to an event in Coral Springs in 1999 called Relay for Life as a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. And instead of being angry at the world and questioning my spirituality and my connection with God, I got involved with Relay for Life and decided to honor my my grandfather's memory. After that, I just kept doing Relay, and we would start new relays, and I'd be asked to go into the community to help start the newer relays. And then I went away in July of 2002 to the United States Peace Corps, and in 2003 I returned and I moved to Boca Raton, and I got involved with the Boca Raton Relay for Life. And at the same time, I was losing a lot of friends and more relatives to their battle with cancer. And on July 5th, 2012, my mom passed away after suffering a massive heart attack while she was battling inoperable metastatic lung cancer. So again, instead of being angry, I turned to Relay for Life and have been involved, as we said, 17 years, all because I don't want to have people go through what I've gone through, watching family members struggle and battle only to be called home to God. You know, it would be a great day when we can eliminate the words that a doctor says, you have cancer, or your mom has cancer, or your uncle has cancer, your father has cancer, your brother has cancer, your sister has cancer, your friend has cancer. And through Relay for Life, we're able to do that. I tell people, I'm involved to plant the seeds of hope and healing for cancer patients and their families.
So you're talking about healing after someone has cancer or prevention?
A little bit of both. You know, we know that lifestyle changes, such as proper eating, putting the proper beverages into our body, getting our nutrition under control, is a way to alleviate the risk of getting cancer. But also healing after the fact. You know, you lose a loved one to cancer, or in my case, a mother to a heart attack while she was battling cancer. And, you know, my mom was my rock. So to heal the loss and to find ways to overcome, you know, the grief process and to go through that grief process without it hurting you physically, mentally, or emotionally.
So this Relay for Life involves people struggling with cancer and also their caretakers and friends and family? Is that
yes,
what you're saying?
Yes, Relay for Life, Relay for Life is geared towards the celebration of survivorship and the caregivers, remembering those we've lost to cancer, and fighting back by raising funds for research, education, advocacy, and services. So it's really neat about the Relay for Life. For example, our relay on April 16th at Omni Middle School in Boca Raton, Florida, will start at 5 o'clock, and there'll be a survivor's lap. So all the survivors will gather on the track, and they'll walk one lap. And then their caregivers will join them. And then after the caregivers and the survivors finish their laps, they go to a survivor and caregiver's dinner. And they become our inspiration for walking or running or rollerblading, however people want to get around the track through Relay. And as people are walking, they're going to see the Luminaria bags, which are bags that we light in honor and memory of people touched by cancer. And then we do that at sundown. So everybody stops and pauses, and we do the Luminaria ceremony. And then we continue to walk the track while there's all types of activities going on. And again, it's a way to honor the survivors and their caregivers, remember those lost, and again, fight back through the fundraising for the research, education, advocacy, and services.
So how has your work with this wonderful event, how has it affected you? And helped you to feel
it's
more
put me, it's actually put me in a very positive light about things, because now I can walk into a place of business and, you know, collect donations, and somebody says, oh, well, so-and-so is just diagnosed with cancer, and I can give out the 800 number, the 1-800-ACS-2345 number, which is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week hotline manned by
cancer
specialist.
Say it again now, and you can say it again later.
Yep. It's 1-800-ACS-2345, and that's a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week hotline for the National Cancer Information Center, which is run by the American Cancer Society. And it's also helped me to understand about giving and about utilizing that mantra, service to humanity being the best work of life. It's also assisted me in a great way to network the things that I do. It's led to paying master of ceremony gigs. It's led to me being able to book guests for my TV show, because we have a commonality with Relay. So when somebody's doing Relay and they own a business, and I can tell them, hey, by the way, you own a business, you're doing Relay, I'm doing Relay, I have a TV show, how'd you like to be a guest on my show? So it helps me in my professional life that way. And the spiritual aspect of it, during the luminaria ceremony, when I get to light the candle in honor of my grandfather, in memory of my mother, and the people that I know that have been touched by cancer, it gives me a chance to get centered and grounded and to continue to make the mind-body-soul connection.
Mm. So you mentioned your TV show, and I had the pleasure of appearing on your show actually a few weeks ago. So tell us about your show. What is the name
the show
of it
The show was launched August of 2013, rather. And what it's about is empowerment, inspiration, motivation, helping people to maximize their message if they have a business, if they have a charitable organization, anything to be relevant, resonating, and entertaining. And the idea is to be informative and entertaining to the viewers. So what we do is we bring in people, I interview them for about 10 to 12 minutes, and then we air the show on Tuesday nights at 6:30 p.m. on WRPBITV.com. And I'll repeat that. It's WRPBITV.com. And when you tune in, you'll find anything. I'll have real estate people on. I'll have people that do Reiki healing. I'll have people that do what you do with the love relationships. I'll have do acupuncture, attorneys, you name it. And that's why we named it the Anything Bucket, because it's all about anything and everything.
That's a great name. And the bucket list, we all know about bucket lists.
Yeah, and that's another thing we talk about, you know, our dreams. And you asked the effect of Relay. You know, wanting to further my craft as an MC and as a broadcaster, being involved with Relay for Life opens up a lot of opportunities, because I'm able to do videos and I'm able to hone my skills. And you never know who's going to see you, so it puts you out there into the general public. The same thing with the TV show. I tell people, come on, because out of the 50,000 viewers, possibly there's a few that can benefit from your products or your services.
Possibly, right. And they may connect you with someone else that can help you in some way.
Right. It's that whole 6 degrees of separation. And I always tell people, you never know until you ask. You know, you never know until, be it with Relay for Life asking for a donation, or, you know, asking
for
permission to utilize somebody's, you know, services. You never know until
you
ask.
Now that you mentioned that, asking for a donation, how can people donate? What is the process?
I've made it very, very, very simple. There is a website. It's rather long, so I'll go very slow. It's http://, and then it's main, main.acsevents.org/JDOGG, and the number 4. And they can go onto that website. It's a secured website. And so once they put in all their information and make their donation, their credit card's purged out of the system, they get a receipt to show that they made a tax-deductible donation. And again, that money is used for research, education, advocacy, and services. One of the great services we provide is called Road to Recovery, where we provide rides to and from treatments and doctor's visits to cancer patients who otherwise wouldn't be able to go to get their treatment or go to the doctor's appointments.
Wow, that's valuable. Because not everyone, and especially as people get older, they don't always have a support system around them, you know, to
help. Right, and that's why it's important that people use that 800 number, the 1-800-ACS-2345 number, because they'll find out about different services. That's just one of many services that the American Cancer Society provides. You know, when you're going through treatment and you're going to the hospital for your treatments and you don't have a place to stay, what the American Cancer Society, through the Hope Lodge program, they will provide a place to stay for somebody while they're undergoing treatment and a caregiver. So to lessen the burden of having to pay for lodging. And that's another program made possible because of the American Cancer Society Relay for Life.
I want to go over these, the phone number and the internet site, but I want to remind people that ACS stands for American Cancer Society, so it's not so confusing. And if you don't start with the beginning, it's just Maine, M-A-I-N, dot acsevents.org /go-to-JDog4.
Well, there's another slash. It's /go-to/JDog4.
So it's maine.acsevents.org/go-to/JDog4. So
right.
In case you missed it, that's a really important site.
And even I tell people, even if it's $5, you know, it goes a long way. I set a goal to raise $2,500. I'm at $457.50 right now. We're doing very well with the teams. I believe we have 22 teams signed up, 62 participants, and I believe we raised just over $11,000 so far.
Wow. And when is the event occurring?
The actual event is April 16th at Omni Middle School from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Wow. And how can people participate? How do they sign up to get involved?
They can go to the website, relayforlife.org/BocaRatonFL, and there's ways where they can form a team, they can join a team, they can donate. Of course, we're always looking for monetary donations, but we also have opportunities for businesses to do in-kind donations, where if they have a gift certificate they'd like to give us that we can use in a chance drawing, or if they want to come and sample if they have healthy products. Like we have a company coming out, Suja, S-U-J-A. They do all types of organic juices, and they're going to come out and do some sampling at Relay in exchange for donation.
That's nice. Oh, so it's an exciting event and such a good purpose. So I have another question for you. When did you start wanting to help other people succeed and excel with the relay races and even with your show?
Well, it all began for me at an early age. I was 11 years old, and a good friend of the family, their son had Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. And he wanted to go to the MDA summer camp. And I was watching the Skipper Chuck show, and they mentioned the opportunity to do a backyard carnival for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. So I called up, I got the kit, I went to my mom and said, hey, maybe we can use the pool area, because we lived in a townhouse development, and we had a common pool area with a clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And we got permission to use the pool area and the clubhouse. I ran the backyard carnival. I raised enough money to go on the Skipper Chuck show and present a check to the Muscular Dystrophy Association specifically earmarked to send kids to the MDA summer camp. And since that time, I've always looked for ways to give back, you know, throughout high school, throughout college. And then in 1989, I joined the Junior Chamber of Commerce, the JCs, and that's where the Service to Humanity is the Best Work of Life mantra came from. That is the last line of their JCs creed. And I got involved with the JCs and moved up the ranks all the way to become a statewide vice president, was named one of the top five JCs in America back in 1995, won their public speaking competition back in 1990, and said, you know what, I can help people. I don't have to have a lot of money. I don't have to have the fancy car, the big house, the name brand clothing. I can just deliver a message of helping other people excel. And by delivering that message, people have come to me to utilize my services to get their message out there. And I'm always looking for avenues to help people maximize their message. And I don't believe people should be going to people and paying thousands upon thousands of dollars to get advice that we already have that lies inside of ourselves. The answers are all within us. You just need somebody to help you pull them out at a reasonable rate. And that's what I tell people. When you sit down with me for an hour, and I don't charge that much for a consultation. I charge $75 for somebody for an hour to basically my brain, but also to discover their essence so that I can help them write a very good media release or put their name out there on Facebook and really encapsulate what their mission is. And everybody has a purpose. My purpose happened to be defined as going out there and being of service and value to others, be it through my involvement with the Peace Corps, the JCs, now with the Relay for Life, just to continue to be a shining light that illuminates the world.
That's really beautiful. So what strategy would you suggest to our listeners to create the life they want?
First, know what you want. Know why you want it. You know, if you tell me I want a Corvette, but you don't have a reason why you want that Corvette, you may never manifest that Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, find your why. You know, why are you doing what you're doing? You heard my reason for Relay for Life. Why do I do Relay for Life? Because I lost too many people being diagnosed with cancer. And I may not be a doctor that can spend thousands upon thousands of hours in a lab seeking to alleviate the causes of cancer or finding out how we can turn the cells on or off that create cancer, but I can go out and raise funds to go and fund research. And what's really great is the American Cancer Society, they funded 48 Nobel Prize-winning scientists. So finding your why, knowing why you're doing anything, you know, and then just going and doing it, finding ways to do it. You know, people ask me, J-Dog, how'd you get involved in the public address announcing and what do you want to accomplish with it? And I said, you know, my dream is to be the PA announcer at a Super Bowl. Put it out there and let people know, why do I want to be the PA announcer at a Super Bowl? Because that is the ultimate goal of people that are public address announcers that announce football. It's the ultimate achievement.
Well,
and why be able to say that I did it and to have a platform to use it for good. So my suggestion is find your why.
Yeah, Jonathan, so many people get out there for their own selfish, egotistical reasons, and they get out there and they make a name for themselves without that dream of helping other people.
Well, you know what? Ego is edging God out. And I tell people one of the things that you need, and it also comes from my teachings with the JCs, it's their first line of the creed is that faith in God gives meaning and purpose to human life.
Mm.
So, you know, And by having a meaning and having a purpose, and so many of us don't find our purpose, and so many people make it about the materialistic things. Well, it's not about the materialistic things. Yes, having the nice house is a good thing. Having a nice car is a great thing. Having the brand name clothes, that's a good thing. But that should not be your end all to be all. The idea is we're put on this earth to serve. And we're put on this earth to leave it better than we found it. And you ask yourself, what can I do to be of service and value? And then by being of service and value, everything else comes. That's when the money comes. That's when the nice car, if you desire that, the nice house, the brand name clothes, that's when that all comes in. And that's if you desire it. I have no problem with anybody that tells me, I want the big house. I want the fancy car. I want to be able to go buy brand name clothes. Well, why? What's your why? What's driving you to have that big house? Is because if I have the big house and I can invite my friends over and I can do a party for a charity that's near and dear to my heart, or maybe I can open up my house and become a foster parent and help somebody be lifted. So depending on what your why is, that's the key to it all, is finding your why.
So important. So how can our listeners get in touch with you again? You know, there are different pieces. You have a show and you have Relay for Life.
Yep. It's very easy. The easiest way to find me is on Facebook. I'm Jonathan Lederman, JonathanLederman, and it'll say Jonathan Lederman. It'll be a picture of me, and it says Sunrise, Florida. That's on the Facebook. That's how you find me. I also can be found through WRPBI-TV at WRPBI-TV.com through the Anything Bucket. The donation page for Relay, again, it's that long address, http://main.acsevent.org/GOTO/JDOGG and the number 4. That's the donation page. You can also go there and leave comments. I check that page on a regular basis. I love getting my emails when I open up rd1299@aol.com. Seeing that somebody went online and made a donation to help create a world with less cancer and more birthdays. So those are the ways that people can connect with me. And I know we had talked before the show about, and you asked me something I wanted to touch on, and that is, do I ever get discouraged?
Right.
And
very important for our listeners to understand what to do, because you can get all excited about a project or something you want to do, and there's always a point where it's not going as well as you would like. So how do you handle that, Jonathan?
Well, first of all, I'm going to answer your question of I do get discouraged, but I don't have that pity party about it. I look internally to see, is there something that I'm doing that's not as effective as it can be? Is my approach possibly not resonating with the people? And when I do get discouraged, I say, you know what? Why am I doing this? What is the reason? Well, the reason for me continuing Relay for Life is I get a chance to meet cancer survivors who inspire me greatly because they've been through a great challenge in their life. And if they can go through the challenge of cancer, then I can face the challenge of being told no or being turned down for an MC job or being turned down for a public address announcing job or a potential client saying, no, I've decided not to use you. The key is courage, and then we allow the fear to come in, you know, the false evidence appearing real. When that happens, I say, you know what? I need to face everything and rise. I need to let go of the past. And letting go of the past is the hardest thing any of us can do, because we've all been through things. And it's very hard. So I tell everybody, you know what I do is I turn on a song. It's a gospel song called Forgiveness. And I'll listen to that. And I'll forgive myself for being so hard on myself. And then I'll understand that if it's meant to be, it's going to be. And it's not my timing that matters. It's God's timing.
That is, so we forget that so often. We think we have more control than we actually have.
Yep. We all have divinity inside of us. And when we get in touch with that inner divinity, and you could call it source, you can call it God, you can call it Jesus, you know, whatever you want to call it, but it's that inner being and that inner calling and understanding the messages that are all around us and being guided by God's hand and knowing that God's plan for us is a lot larger than our own plan. And I tell people all the time, one of the ways that I overcome the challenge of being discouraged or getting discouraged, which doesn't happen that often, is I remember, if God brought me to it, God's going to bring me through it.
That is beautiful. And I love that explanation, face everything and rise. What a wonderful
yep.
way to live.
There's the other option of some people say, well, I forget everything and run. And that's part of fear, too. And once you know, running away from a problem doesn't make the problem go away. And
no.
And I tell people, alleviate the word problem. It's a challenge. And the idea is when you overcome a challenge, you're going to become stronger. And you're going to become stronger physically and mentally. And then what will start to happen is you'll start to make that mind-body-soul connection, and you'll see, wow, my personal life's improving. My professional life's improving. Wow, my spiritual life is opening up all these new opportunities. And there are going to be situations that come up where people aren't going to understand why you did what you did, and they're going to complain, and they're going to call you on the carpet, especially when you're dealing with organizations. There's going to be a lot of people who haven't learned to check the ego at the door and haven't realized, hey, you know what? That works for him. It's not the way I would have went about doing it, but he got the results that we were looking for, and that is donations. So he must be doing something right. But what happens is people are so quick to chastise, and they're so quick to judge and point fingers, and they haven't learned the idea of the four agreements: to be impeccable with your word, not to take anything personally, not to judge, and to always do your best. And
well,
it's
you
not
live by really powerful tenets. So just if you could just give one last little message, the one thing you'd want to tell people to keep them positive, going toward their dreams.
Do you be your authentic self, because those that matter won't mind, and those that mind don't really matter. And the best thing is, I tell people, write this down. It's from Langston Hughes, and put it somewhere where you can see it every day. Hold fast your dreams, for if they die, they become broken-winged birds that cannot fly. Hold fast your dreams, for if you let them go, they become barren fields filled with snow. The idea is to hold on to your dreams, whatever they are. People might think your dream is crazy. When I tell people I want to be a public address announcer for a Super Bowl, they're like, you're nuts. You're 50 years old. What are you going to do? You know, you don't know the people at ESPN. But by putting it out there, somebody's going to hear it, and somebody's going to hear my voice and say, hey, you know what? I want to make your dream come true. So don't be afraid to put it out there, because the universe will deliver. And the key, find your why, take action, follow your passion, and be your authentic self, and great things will happen.
And I look forward to seeing you and hearing you at the Super Bowl. Jonathan, it's been delightful speaking with you.
And thank you very much. And again, I thank you for being on. And I just want to close and remind everybody to stay positive.
Wonderful. So I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report, How to Live to 100 and Beyond and Be Healthy and Happy. If you're ready for love, get on the list for the 30-Day Love Challenge, which will be offered again in a few months. And you can find the link at drericagoodstone.com. Goodbye for now, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.